Okay, Rabbi said today's daf is daf Nun Ches. We're holding the fourth line from the top of the Omid, where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah of Tarf and Omer, Noisnen Lo HaKoil Truma. What is this referring to? It's referring back to our Mishnah, where we had that if 12 months have passed, and the husband has not set the, he's not ready for the chasana yet, and he's supposed to be ready, because 12 months from this man that he was Toiveya, his arusa, to get married, he should have arranged for the marriage. But 12 months comes and goes, and he's not ready. Sure. So it says, according to the Mishnah Rishoina, that she is oichlois mishaloi, the oichlois betrum, which means that the husband has to support her, and if he happens to be a koyin, she can already eat truma at that time. Until while she was an arusa, midrabanan, she should not eat truma, but now that she is close to nisuin, 12 months have passed, she can start eating truma. Okay. Now, we had a machloikas in the Mishnah between Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva. Reb Tarfon says, Noisna lo hakol truma. All of the food that he now supplies her with until the day of the chuppah and nisuin, all of it is allowed to be truma. But Reb Akiva said, no. Mechza chulin. Oh, mechza truma. Don't only supply truma, but also supply half of the time chulin. What's the inyan of supplying half of the time chulin? So Rashi said, because as we know, women become tamei every month because of their menstrual cycle, and therefore bishas they are a nida, they're not allowed to go and eat truma. So supply them during those periods with chulin. That's why Reb Tarfon says akol truma, Reb Akiva says mechza and mechza. So what does Reb Tarfon do about the fact that she cannot go and eat truma? Be mainly do so. So Rashi the Mishnah says, no problem. She'll go and sell it in the market to the truma store, to the kehanim. She'll have to go and sell it at a discount, because truma, of course, is worth less in the marketplace than is chulin, because of the lesser demand for the truma. And that being the case, she'll go and sell some of the truma, and she'll supply herself, be mainly do so, with the money that she's going to use from the sale of the truma, that she'll go and buy chulin. Okay, Machlokes Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva. Now our Gemara limits the scope of the Machlokes. So Amar Rabbi, Machlokes Bas Koyin LeKoyin, that she's originally a Bas Koyin, and she's marrying now a Koyin, and the Koyin after 12 months is supplying her now with the Truma. Aba Bas Yisrael LeKoyin, Tibia Koyin Mechza Chulun Mechza Truma. Aha. That Reb Tarfon says, Nisn lo hakol truma, that's only if she was a pre-existing Bas Koyin. But if she was a pre-existing Bas Yisrael, and she's an Arusa to a Koyin, then everybody would, even Reb Tarfon would agree, that you have to give Mechza Chul and Mechza Truma. What difference does it make? After all, a woman is a neither whether she's a Bas Koyin or Bas Yisrael. That doesn't go and change the Metzias. But Rashi says very, very simply, very balabatish, that says Bas Koyin bekia hi b'shmiras truma. After all, she's been a Bas Koyin for many, many years, so she knows all of the halacha. She knows that when she becomes a nida, she has to be careful about the shmira, and she knows that she can go and sell it, be made to Masa. She knows where to go to sell it. She knows who the purchasers would be, who the kahanim are. She'll sell it to her cousins, to her uncles, to her Mishpucha, to other people. However, Bas Yisrael ain't a bekiya bekach. Bas Yisrael never had to deal with truma issues until now. Since she didn't have to deal with truma issues, says Reb Tarfon, don't cause her headaches and problems. Go and supply her, according to Reb Akiva, don't give her all the headaches. Make mechza chula and mechza truma. Says Reb Tarfon, no. If she happens to be a Bas Koyin, it's not a problem. So the machlok is a Bas Koyin lekoyin, but if it's a Bas Yisrael lekoyin, since she's not familiar, even Reb Tarfon would agree, give her chulin during her nida days. So that was one limitation on the machloikas in the Mishnah. The Yomar Rabbi Nabai adds yet another limitation, and he says machloikas barusa. Even by bas koyin, the machloikas is only barusa. Arusa meaning post the 12 months pre-chasana. That might take a week, it might take a month, it might take 6 months until the chasin gets his act together and they have a chuppah. So during that period of time, that's a machloikas, gansen truma or chutzi chutzi. Ava benesua, if they've already married a full-fledged nisuin, and now according to everybody, if she's married to a koyin, she's entitled to eat truma. In such a case, divri ha-koyil, mechze chulin and mechze truma. The one means mechze chulin, mechze truma. Explains Rashi. L'moshel, if the kohen that married this young lady, if he's gone away on a trip, and Rashi says he's mashra ishtoi al yedei sholish, which means he leaves over the food by an apotropos. This is a very, very romantic marriage, and he doesn't trust her on the mezonos base, but rather he puts it away with an escrow agent. Oh, whenever you need it, go and call up your uncle, he'll go and give you your meal.
Complete control.
Exactly. Anyway, whatever happens to be, but if he leaves over by yedei sholish, he lives over the mezonos, then everybody would agree that he should go and leave over Dafka Mechtze Chulin or Mechtze Truma. Why is there Nafka Minna between Narusa and Enesua? Explains Rashi. The Rusa Bas Koyin, when she's still in Arusa, she's still under her father's control in the father's house, and therefore now it's being made Tomasa, and she says, Dati, Abba, Daddy, I cannot go and eat from the Truma because Derech Noshim Li. I cannot eat from the Truma. So father says, don't worry, Sprinza, I'll take good care of it. And he immediately goes and sells the Truma to somebody else, and he'll bring money, and he'll buy Chulin, and she'll be able to eat. After all, he's used to this, you know, with his wife, with his daughters. He's been doing this for years. So she has somebody that will be matriach for her to go and supply her with chulin. So therefore, says Abaye, haltach reb tarfin, you can give the orus, can give arusa full-fledged truma, be a main nidu, so she doesn't have to worry because somebody will take care of her needs. Her father, an older brother, somebody will take care of her. However, if she's in a sewer and her husband went away, who is going to convert the truma into chulin for her? Says Rashi, there's nobody because her father's not here and her brothers are not here.
She's living in her Baal's house.
Exactly, and the Baal is not here because the Baal went away, and that's why he left the truma al yedei shalish. So says Rashi, so let her go out in the market and try to sell it. And even though the husband is not so concerned about her kavod when it comes to having the food with the shalish, he's concerned about perhaps his kavod that people shouldn't go and say, look at Mr. Cohen, that his wife, Mrs. Cohen, has to dreizach in the gassen to go and try to find a purchaser for the truma. Yeah.
Now, the chayde mechtze is only a loshen because really it's not half of the month.
We're going to have later on. We're going to see later on. Gemara is going to say 2/3 and 1/3. Yeah, the Baal Gemara says 50-50, but you're right. Maybe it means a fraction. We'll see Mechem later on. Another month, the Yamataka 2/3.
So if it was Mana Gemara, it was really 7 days. They didn't have that. Yeah. Well, already there, already said.
Tani Nami Hachi. Similarly, we learned in the Braisa, and now the Braisa is going to tell us what Abaye said, and Abaye, of course, is an Amoira. We're going to find the price that says, Mamish, the words of Abaye. It's Tanya Mehochi. Reb Tarfet Oyimen Nuisn Loha Koil Truma. That the entire time that their Orus Va'arusa post the 12 months, the Orus can supply her solely with Truma, not a problem. Aye, she's going to become a Nida, that's her headache, and she will sell it, and she'll get the proceeds and buy Chulin. Reb Kiva Oyimen, no headaches. Mechze Chul, Mechze Truma, he should supply her with Chulin for the Nida days. But now the price continues. When is this machloikis with Bas Koyin Le Koyin? Because the Bas Koyin knows what to do during her nida day. She knows who to sell it to and what outlets there are and to be careful, etc., etc. Therefore, Reb Tarfin says, Noistan lo hakol truma. Now, Bas Yisrael Le Koyin, this Bas Yisrael is not used to dealing with Koyin, with truma, because after all, Yitzchak Bas Yisrael. So what is she going to do become needed days? I don't know. First time I have to deal with a truma question was Tibbet. So therefore, Dibra Koil, Metzachul, Metzach, Truma, that she shouldn't have to worry about it. The Oris should go and supply with Chulin for those days. And continues the price. Medvar Mamurim, even by a Bas Koyin, when do I say that he can go and supply her solely with truma? That's Dafke Ba'arusa. Like Rashi said before, because by Arusa, the father will go and sell the truma for her and get for her proceeds to go and buy chulin, nothing to worry about. Al Benesua, that she doesn't have anybody to go and do the work for her, because Kol Kvud Bas Melech Panima, she's Bebeis HaBaal, her father, her brothers are nowhere in sight, so who's going to go and take care of selling the truma, getting the proceeds, getting chulin? She'll have to. Kol Kvud Bas Melech Panima, therefore, Dibya Kol Mechachul Mechach Truma, everybody agrees under those circumstances he should supply her with chulin after the Nisuan has already taken place. So this is Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva of the Mishnah. We just repeated them in the Braisa, and we added on Abaye's Halacha. But now the Braisa continues with another two or three Mandi Omrim. She'd vayt to don the Braisa. Reb Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Noisne lo shtei yodoi shel truma v'acha shel chulin. Said Reb Yehuda ben Beseira, it's not 50-50. Like Reb Pinchas pointed out before, you don't need a 50-50 type of thing because a woman is not tummy 50% of the time. Today it's closer to 50% because today we are machmir. Reb Zera says, Afilati b'dam gechardo. You have to go and be machmir shim and akim. So each time they go and see the need of blood.
Days they wait before.
Exactly. Because of oina, oina benoina, oina fendas. Yeah, okay. Anyway, but bottom line is, today it's like closer to 2 weeks. However, in the good old days, you didn't have 2 weeks. It was only 1 week. So therefore, it's, even though the Gemara says two against one, it really should be three against one. It should be like three quarters. Oh, as we say, two thirds truma, one third chulin, as we say, Rebbe Yehuda Oimer, noisen lo hakoil truma. No, he can go and give totally truma. V'mecheres v'lekachas bedomim. Chulin, and then she'll have to go and sell the truma and buy chulin. Now notice Reb Yehuda seems to be exactly like Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon says noisen la'akol truma. Reb Yehuda also says noisen la'akol truma. He adds v'mecheres lekachas, but that's the same halacha. So Rashi already asked the kasha, what's the nafki minna between Reb Yehuda and Reb Tarfon? Zogt Rashi, the nafki minna is how much truma does he allow for her for her nida days. Meaning that avada, the woman, has to be able to eat every single day. And we all know that truma on the market is a little bit cheaper, let's say 10%, 20%, 25%, 30%. There's a discount of truma to chul. Okay, so now how much does he have to go and supply her with? So Rashi says that according to Reb Tarfon, he gives her the same amount of truma for her nida days as for her non-nida days, which means that when she sells the truma, she's going to have a little bit less, and she'll have to be metzamtzim a little bit during those nida days, or she's going to have to work it out that during the regular days, when she's not a nida, to be metzamtzim then, so she shall have a little bit more, to be able to make up for the loss of money to go and buy the chulin. As they halter tarfin. Peter said, no, that's not fair. You have to go and give her more truma so that when she sells it, there'll be enough to be able to have the same amount of chulin during her nida days, the same amount as she eats truma during her non-nida days. So therefore, you have to be moisif on the amount of truma so that when she sells it, she has enough for the chulin.
Because he used the word v'imachayz v'lekechas, but what's that? Mm-hmm. Has to be that it has to.
That's the reason why the Braisa adds on
but
these few words.
But the tafen is very different.
Oh, no, what am I supposed to do?
No, I'm not.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
I mean, say, stop the rat.
Chas v'shalom. Say, she's been something. Yeah, but now everybody's dieting anyway.
Dieting.
Oh, it does like. If you look in the middle of the Rashi, right in the middle of the Yomid, you see Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, smack in the middle of Yehuda Oimer. Noisn in lo hakol to me, hot is to?
Yeah.
Zog to Rashi. Bein Rabbi Yehuda Reb Tarfon. You give the truma the normal amount that she eats every day. If it's exactly the same amount when she's going to sell the truma, it's not going to be magia likach behen chulin. Why not? Sheri yikorim heimena truma. Because the chulin is more expensive. Why is chulin taka more expensive? Shehakol kovsaglein. There's a bigger demand. Says Reb Tarfon, that doesn't bother me. And she'll have to figure it out. She'll have to go and take money out of the bank. She'll have to go and sell something. But Lamasa, he's only required to go and give her truma the same amount as she eats normal days. Rabbi Yehuda, noisla truma kishir, you give a larger shiv truma, shimbos likach mechza chulin, that when she wants to eat during the chulin days, the nida days, she wants to eat chulin, loitiv chois min demei machza chulin. There shouldn't be a problem of a having to reduce and decrease the amount that she's eating. Avotoyrech mechira mutal olea limkor lesita tachas chulin. But Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Reb Tarfon that both Reb Tarfon and Rabbi Yehuda agree that she is going to have to worry about the sale of this truma to go and get the proceeds to go and buy a chulin. But there's a difference in terms of how much truma does he give her. According to Reb Tarfon, he gives the same amount of truma like he does throughout the month. No change. When she's going to sell it, she'll lose a little money. No, it's not my problem. That's her headache. That's Reb Tarfon holds. And Reb Yehuda said, no, he has to go and give it to a kashir that when she sells it, there'll be enough to eat chulin without any problems. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I'm continuing on the brisa. Kol mokin shehuskra truma noisla kiflayim bechulin. Anytime we talk about giving truma, during the nida days, he has to go and give double the amount of truma to be able to give her enough chulin. Now, obviously, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel seems to hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you have to give more. But what is this expression of giving kiflayim? It explains Rashi. Because to go and sell truma is not easy. Apparently, since there was not much of a demand, she's going to have to go and call up a whole bunch of people, and knock on a few doors of the kaharim. Does anybody need truma? Anybody need truma? And people are going to ask her, how much are you charging? And she's going to give them a discount of 10%, 20%, 30%. But it's cheaper than chulin.
50%.
It's like a fine. Sounds like double, doesn't it? Yeah, we haven't gotten to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda first. So according to what is he going to have to do? She's going to have to go and peddle the truma and try to sell it, and she'll have to go and give whatever percentage discount is in the marketplace. But of course, it's not going to be easy, because some kahan will say, nah, for 25% I'm not interested. Go next door, ask maybe that person, and she'll have to go all around town until she finally sells it all. Says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I don't want her to have to go and peddle and waste time and be matriach and be mezalzel herself, peddling from door to door to door, and therefore give so much truma that she'll be able to give a 50% discount, and therefore everybody will say, sure, of course I want to go and buy truma. Even if they don't need the truma, they'll put it away in the pantry, they'll put it in the freezer or whatever they have to go and keep it for another month or two because it's so cheap. 50%, I never heard of a 50% clearance sale on the truma. Therefore, nois like kiflayim, we can go give a taka twice as much. So, you want to buy what's taka to machloikis? Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Eke benayu tircha. The tircha that we're trying to relieve her of the extra pressure that she should be able to go and sell it without difficulty, and it should sell it easily. When people hear, wow, she's selling it 50% off, oh, there are people standing on the line to go and get it, and she won't have to have too much tech. So if we have a three-way machloikis in this halacha of Rav Tarfin, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. According to Rav Tarfin, he has to supply with truma. She has to go and sell the truma. And if she doesn't get enough for the chulin, no, it's her tough luck. She should feel, do the best she can, be mitzamtzim a little bit, and try to get over in either days back into regular days to be able to eat truma. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we give her more so that she can go and sell it at a slight discount, 10, 20, 30% or whatever, and to be able to go and sell it and have enough for chulin without difficulty. So to be moist on the truma. So she'd be a, she should have enough to eat chulin. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says we should generously give her the truma, so generous that she shouldn't have any difficulty in selling, even give it twice as much so that it goes easily without any hesitations, reluctances, problems, headaches, etc. Good. And we continue on. The Mishnah said, Vayter, what happens if the husband who was an Orus and she was an Arusa, he said, yeah, in 12 months from now, we're going to make the chuppah, but unfortunately he didn't live for the 12 months and Nebuchadnezzar passed away, Rachmon al-Islam. And now there's a Yavam. And the Yavam, of course, is not ready to get married because the Yavam said, I didn't know, I didn't expect my brother to pass away so suddenly. So he also wants a wife. So now 12 months have already passed, and since the time of the original chosen, the original husband, the mess, when he, the original Oris, when he had been teveya her, it's already past 12 months, the Yavam is in charge. This Yavam doesn't have the din of giving her to eat truma post the 12 months. According to Mishra Rishoyna, the Koyin, the Oris, does have to give post 12 months, not the Yavam. Why taka? Not my time, huh? Because the whole inyan of the Orus giving the Arusa to eat, after all, there was no Nisuin yet. How can you do that? So we said in the Gemara yesterday that everybody agrees that Dvar Torah, Arusa Bas Yisrael Oichelis B'Truma. Arusa Mitzad Ikara did right after the Erusin, she can start eating Truma. Why? Because it says the pasuk, the koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasboy vilid beisoy heim yoichlu belachmoy. So it says a koyin when he's koyin nefesh kinyan kasboy, he buys an eved or lahavdil in our Gemara when he marries a woman through erisin. They're allowed to yoichlu belachmoy. They're allowed to eat from his bread, meaning eating from his truma. Why midrabanan nish? We have two reasons. We're going to go back to that later. But that's only nefesh kinyan kasboy. Kaspoi means the original husband. My time, a kinyan kaspoi, a marachmana, by kinyan the achivu. This yavam hasn't done any kinyan yet. She is still a shemeres yavam. She's still in this transition period, waiting for the yavam to be miyabim her, or to give her chalitza. But the point is, since she is not the kinyan of achiv, since she's not allowed to eat, not only midraban, even midat toira, she's not allowed to eat, because she is not the kinyan kaspoi of the yavam. Yeah.
Where he's telling Yavamas, she's a Yiddish of the Kedusha, but a Yiddish.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a buyer, it's a big difference.
100%. And that she says that eventually, when the Yavam, of course, and the Yavamer, Ishtel Chaldover, like a regular husband and wife. Okay, and we continue on. Also, says Shisha Kadosh with Ne'abal. Now, it said in our Mishnah, the Mishnah was somewhat expansive in telling us the case of the Yavam, and it said, I'll give you, Lamarshal, three cases. The marshal, the Baal, passed away after 6 months of that 12-month period, and now there's 6 months b'yemei hayavim. Or, after the kulan b'fnei ha-baal, chosr yemechad, you had 12 months, the 12th month was only 29 days, it's the 30th day, we're ready for the orus to finally make the chuppah, in fact, all the invitations are out and everybody's expecting, da-da-da-da. And guess what happened? Nebuch, a day before the chuppah, Nebuch, he passes away. And the Yovim takes over that one day. So I have now the full 12 months, the full year. It's the original Chosin's full year minus one day, and the Yovim took over one day. And now it's beyond that time. No, the Yovim ain't a machl. And even Fakir also. What happens if she was Bifnei HaYovim for a full, that she was Bifnei HaOrus only for one day, and by the Yovim she was Agantza 12 months minus one day, also ain't a Yechelis Betul. That's what it said in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, once we give the case of that the Chosin was with her, in other words, it was an Eirusin, and the Chosin was alive for the full year minus one day, and then the Yom only took over the last day. No, Einem Machel. Why Einem Machel? Because it's not Kinyan Kaspoi, it was Kinyan Kaspoi of the brother, but not his Kinyan Kaspoi. Izach, for sure, if it's just the opposite, where she was only with the Oris for one day, and Nebuch passed away. And then she was together with the Yom for almost a year minus a day. Certainly, she hasn't increased Kinyan Kaspoi by the fact that it's been a whole 12 months. Lamas, it's still not Kinyan Kaspoi. The fact that you marry yet. Hashtu b'fnei habal amris loy. Madach, in a case where she was b'fnei habal, with a chomor mesakin, that once he hit the 12-month period, if he didn't go and go to the chuppah together with her, then she could start eating truma. But it's dak b'fnei habal, but not b'fnei hayovim, because bin yovim is not Kinyan Kaspoi. It's hashtu b'fnei habal amris loy. She was there almost just... It was 364 days instead of 365, or 353 instead of 354. One day missing. Chum said, no, she doesn't need truma. B'fnei Yavam, when it's just the opposite, that she was 364 days in front of the Yavam, Izach Miboya, Izach Avada Nevada, she cannot eat because the Yavam is not Kinyan Kasboy. So why do I have to repeat the case, Fakir, from the 12 months to the end of 12 months? And if the Yavam is doing the Terechle Mizuktani, Enechanam, you're 100% right. This is a Gemara is a court of last resort. We don't like to say Zuvein Tzorech Lein Mezu, because once we've said the Ikar Chiddush, why are we bothering repeating it? But as we state them all in the Mishnah, first we give the real Chiddush case, even though it's almost 365. No, you can't eat Truma. And certainly in the case where it wasn't 365, with Mukfa Ket, it was only one day, Bimei Ha'orus. And the other 364 was in the days of the Yavim, Avada Nevada, she doesn't eat Truma. Okay, now this was all Mishnah Rishayna. What was Mishnah Rishayna? That if after 12 months pass, and there was no chuppah, the husband already is machal her betruma. But the Mishnah said, but the Bezin shel acharein amro, even though it's 12 months have passed, even 13 months, even 15 months have passed, makes no difference, she cannot eat truma until they get to the chuppah. Zoktimar, my time, what's the reason? Why? Amr Ulabi Semir of Shemuel Mar Yehuda, Mishom Simpain. The reason is because of Simpain. What do we mean because of Simpain? We already explained yesterday that Simpain means that we're concerned that the husband, when he lives with the wife the first time Bia, he might find that she is Chulila a Ba'alas Mum, and he's gonna say to himself, I never knew that. Nobody told me. It wasn't on the resume. The Shachonim didn't tell me. The best friend, nobody told me that she was a Baal Asmur. If I would have known, I would never, ever, ever, Chulida, I never would have made the errors. And therefore, it's a Mekach Tois Lamafreya. And the Pinchas wanted to say yesterday, maybe not a Vave Mekach Tois, but a Sofik Mekach Tois. But anyway, if you're going to allow her to go and eat Truma, post the 12-month period. And it turns out that afterwards the Kohen says, no, loy nichali, and it's a mekach tois, and she's been eating al tzara, she's been eating tumah the whole time, and therefore, no good. Yeah?
I'm troubled by Simbon.
Why?
If he's having regret after Chuppah and Bia, mm-hmm. how can he reverse it? He made the sale. It's, you know, it's
like any mekach tois. I bought a lemon.
No. It's not a real estate deal. You have 3 days to change your mind just something after closing. You know what I mean?
100%. He has to change his mind on the spot.
I can hear it. It wasn't revealed to him.
If he did Bia with her.
As a result of the Bia, he realized that she was. She
had
this
to revealed. Mm-hmm.
That's when it was revealed. That's when it became disclosed to him that she was a Balas woman. Until that point, he didn't know. Anyway, so bottom line is, that's where we have the chashash of Simpai. So now, you remember yesterday we said in the Gemara that there's a machloikis between Ula and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda. What's the reason the Chachamim were goyzer that an Arusa does not eat truma? Ula said the reason is because of Shema Tashke, meaning that the husband, the Orus, is going to give her wine of Truma or other delicacies of Truma, and then she's going to want to share it with her brothers and with her sisters, and is it signed Tzoris? Therefore, don't give her Bishas Erisin. Aye, so how come after the 12 months it works? Aye, there's still not, she's still Bebeis Avia. So Rashi said the reason is because the husband, the Orus, duchto miyachidlo, he's gonna give her a special room, a special apartment, and he's gonna tell her, I'm sending you food until the chuppah, but don't eat with your family, don't share it with anybody, you have to eat in the separate room, so that we don't have problems of the shemiyashke. Okay, this was the svara of Ula. Come together, if Shmuel Bar Yehuda, he said that the reason is because of Simpai, because of Baalas Mom, and therefore don't go and eat the truma during the whole erison period. So how can you go and eat after the 12 months? So the Gemara said, because the kroy voice will be boydiker, so therefore I'm not choishish anymore for the inyan of simpoy that should be a balasma. What does that mean that the kroy voice will be boydik? We'll see on the Amid Beis in another moment. So now, those are the svaras of Ula and of Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Ula, who's the one that says that the reason why an Arusa is not allowed to eat Truma Midrabanon is because of what? The Kamaisa. Kamaisa means that the original Takana of the Mishnah Rishoina, that she should not eat for the 12 months. But she's allowed to go and eat post the 12 months if the husband did not make the Chuppah yet. Kamaisa, the reason why they allowed her to eat after the 12 months, is Shema Yimzugula because of a Vesavia. The Svara was the first 12 months nisht, because she might go and give Truma to Zorim and Zorais, her brothers and her sisters. But after 12 months, Tuchtum Yachad La, she has a special room, a special across the street, another apartment. He doesn't have to worry about the Shema Yashka. That's why after 12 months, she can eat Truma. Ubasrai, so why did the Beis Din Shel Acharein, why did they change their minds and no, Bishop Simpai, because we are concerned that after the 12 months, Einachanami Shitaki eats somewhere else. But I still have the problem that until she's Nichnasa L'Chopa Ulabia, maybe only then will he discover that she has some sort of concealed mum. He's going to be very, very upset, and it'll be a Mekach Tois, and therefore, that's why the Beis Din Shel Acharein said, no, don't eat Truma until Chopa and Bia time. Ella, but according to Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Kamais Mishim Simpai, Ubasrais Mishim Simpai, both the Svaris of the Chumrah, both of the Kamais, meaning the Mishnah Rishonim, and the Basrais, meaning the Beis Din Shel Acharein, they both hold the Mishim Simpai, Samai Benai. So what changed from the original? The Simpai has been, all along, it's been the same Svar, the same Chashash. Everyone, Ike Benayu, Bedikas Chut. Not Bedikas Chomet, Bedikas Chut. What means Bedikas Chut? Is a Bedika from the outside, is that sufficient? Meaning, we're assuming that the Chosin and Kala saw each other once or twice, but they never had a chance to really. Yeah. However, the Kroy voice, meaning his Mishpacha, his sisters in law, his mother, his aunts, etc., they probably met with her and interviewed the Kala numerous times, and they met with her a whole bunch of times, and so therefore they had a Bedikas Chutz. They had an opportunity to go and watch her and see her in all types of situations. And so therefore, Marsa Bedikas Chutz. According to the Mishnah Rishoina, we're assuming that was an effective bedika to discover that she probably is not a balas mum, because we've seen her so many times, we've interacted with her so many times, therefore we assume she's a totally normal, regular girl, we'd have nothing to worry about, and therefore the Mishnah Rishonah says, after 12 months is over, she can eat truma, I'm not worried about this simple situation. Umar Sova and the Ben Shal Charein said, bedikas chutz loishma bedika. Everything, the external, the chitonius, is beautiful, fine. But the pnimius, in other words, when they have the bia, he may see things that nobody saw until now, and this may make her so repulsive to him that he decides at that point, mekach tois, I'm not living with her. And what's going to happen is, she's been eating truma for the last month, two, three, four, and she was a zora limafreya. That's why the Ben Shacharein said, she should not eat any truma until nechus aluchop.
So she's never been married. So if there's a simple, she's never been married, and she's not a grusha, as it were. Right?
How do you know that she was never married?
No, I'm asking a question.
As far as this chassid is concerned, he doesn't know about any mumen shebeseisa. When will he discover the mumen shebeseisa, if there are any, at the time of bia?
No, I just want to get the mechanics right. So if there is a simple, and it's a mekach tochim afreya, then she was never married.
Right.
And she went to a kohen. She's not a grusha. Well, the Kohen wants to marry her, she'd be with her.
But she couldn't marry the Kohen Gadol, because
no,
she's a Ba'ula.
Not, of course not, but she couldn't, she would not be a Grusha.
Yeah.
She's a Ba'ula.
Right,
she's
right.
A Ba'ula.
That's
she's,
right, that's right. Of Mekach Toys, and you don't need a get. Look the Mishnah. Okay.
But she's not in your presence.
Okay. That's a different story.
Her resume is not...
Yeah, exactly. There's a bit of a flaw. Okay. Look the Mishnah. Hamakdish Masi the Ishtoi. Now we know from previous Mishnayos and from previous Gemaras that when the husband and wife get married, there's a certain quid pro quo, as we call it. What's a quid pro quo? That he has to give her mezoinus, he has to supply her with food every day, and if she has a salary, if she is able to produce Masi Adayim, the Masi Adayim that she produces, her salary goes to him. The Gemara is going to tell us in Yetz Hashem in another few days, in Mishnah Mitten Pesach, that there is a shiur on the Masi Yadayim that we say goes to him, and that's what's called the Mishkal Chomesh Saloim. That if she produces enough that she gets a salary of 5 Saloim, up to that 5 Saloim goes to the husband, quid pro quo, for the mezoinus that he supplies to her. If she makes more than 5 saloim, that's already called moiser, and that's what we're going to see in the Sefer of the Mishnah. But in the meantime, we're talking about regular Masi Yadayim, up to 5 saloim, she has to hand them over to him, because he's supplying her with mezoin. Now, it says in the Mishnah, when the person is makdish the Masi Yaday Ishtoi, harizu oise ve'yocheles. No. It does not become kadosh, and she can continue using that Maisi Adayim herself, for himself, and there is no problem. What the Mishnah is telling us in the Reisha is, his hegdish of the Maisi Adayim was not effective, and therefore your Oysa Vaychelis, you do not have to go to the Gizbar, you don't have to go and send it over to the Berek Abayis. You can use it like normal. Why is the Makdish Masi Yadayim? Why Taka doesn't become Kodosh? We'll see Miet Shem in the Gemara, two Svaris. We're going to have Rav, we're going to have Rish Lakish, and Miet Shem in the Gemara shortly. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, what about the Moiser? Moiser, any Masi Yadayim that she has more than the Chomesh Saloim. So Rashi tells us, as we'll see at the bottom of today's Omid, top of the Omid Aleph of tomorrow, that just like Kenegin Mezoinois, she has to hand over her Masi Yadayim, then Kenegin the Moisar that she gives him beyond the Masi Yadayim, he has to supply her with a Mo'o Kesef for other needs. In other words, in addition to the Mezoinois, if she's in fact producing more than the 5 Sloim Masi Yadayim, then he has to go, she gives it to him, and he has to give her a Mo'o Kesef to go and buy clothing, to buy other stuff beyond the food items. Okay, so what happens
in...
additional ksus. She already has 18 pairs of shoes, she buys another pair of shoes. I know it's hard to believe, but it's a test. Anyway, so Shaita gets in the Mishnah, so about that Moisar, what happens if he's makdish the Moisar? It should be the same halacha as we said. No, it's a machlokes now. Ramei oimer hegdish, it has become hegdish. Rabbi Yechon Sandler oimer chulin. No, it stays chulin. So Rabbi Yechon Sandler is of course consistent with the Tanna Kamma. Why does Ramei hold by the case of moiser hegdish and not in the reisha? We'll see Mechim on the bottom of the omid. What's the difference between the first case and the second case? Stay tuned. We go back to the first case again. The husband is makdish her masiyah dayim, says the Mishnah, it's not effective. Om Ravuna, Om Rav, I'll tell you why. Because yechoyle isha loyim labala eini nizoynis ve'eini yoyse. What happens if the woman is a very successful business lady, and we know today that's quite common, and therefore the woman is making tons of money, she makes much, much more than the paltry mezoinis that her husband gives her every single day, and she says, you know, my dear husband, I love you, everything is fine, you keep your mezoinis, I'll keep my masi adayim, and never the twain shall meet. Says, Rav, you can do that. You choyle isha lehmi, she can go and say lebala, ein mezoinis, don't hand over mezoinis. And he always said, I'll keep my masi adayim. Now, why does Rav hold that way? Because kosovat, ki takina rabbana mezoini, ikr, umasi adayim mishum, eva. Meaning, in a previous Mishnah, we learned that they were mesakin mezoinis tachas masi adayim. That these words, mezoinis tachas masi adayim, are somewhat ambiguous or vague. And it lends itself to two interpretations. Meaning, was the ikar takana vein mezoinis, that the wife should not go without food? You have to give mezoinis. Oh, but if she works, then she has to hand over the masi adayim, quid pro quo. Or is it the other way around? Maybe because of the fact that the husband undertakes all of the things in the ksuba, maybe she has to go and supply the masi adayim to her husband. Oh, you give mother masi adayim, therefore I'm going to give you the food. The masi comes out the same thing. He gives over the food, she gives the masi adayim. So the nafkiman is whether or not she can say, I waive my rights to this takana. If the takana was for her benefit, she can say, I don't want these benefits, yichdafish. However, if the takana was for his benefit, then she cannot go and waive those benefits that inert to her husband. So what do we mean? Says Igmar. Says Rav, ki takinu rabbanu when chamu were mesakin, they were mesakin mezoini ikka. The ikka takana was that the husband has to supply mezoinis to his wife. Aye, what about the masi adayim? That's mishim eva. Eva means that there should not be a sinner at home. What would be the sinner? Here the husband keeps on forking out tremendous amounts of money for food 3 times a day, and for snacks in between, and for chewing gum and for everything else. And Baruch Hashem, she's making a wonderful salary, so in her bank account she already has $1 million accumulated over the years, and he just keeps on handing over mezoinis, she doesn't give a penny towards the household needs and towards the food. So there's going to be a lot of friction and tension in this household. Therefore they said, the Chum said, you know what? He's giving mezoinis, she should hand over the masi adayim. And therefore, v'chi omra eini zoinis v'eini oiser, her shus b'yada. Since the takana was for her benefit to go and get mezoinis, she says, shkoye chacham, I very, very much appreciate it, and I think that's a wonderful rule, but ich daf esdish. I don't need the mezoinis, but Hashem, I have enough masi adayim. Yeah.
He did have before, a few daf before, that she'eid is, that he's v'chi menatoyed to give mezoinis.
Okay, so that was...
It's another shita.
100%. So it was a machloikis, in fact, whether the din of mezoinis is menatoyed or midrabban, it depends whether she'eira is called mezoinis. In fact, it was man the yama. 100%. She'eira said the gemara was kira basa because ish ish el kol she'eir besore loisikra vegalis erva. So that has to do with aish tech oina. So the gemara went through that. But Enochan was talking machloikis whether mezoinis is midraisa or midraban. Obviously, this gemara Rav holds this midraban because otherwise there's no tiknu. Yes, mechoyev mezoinis menatay is incorrect. Okay, zokti gemara yet may say. Let me ask you a kasha. We learned in the Mishnah a braisa. Now, by using that expression, it sounds like that the masi yedeh was the ikker, and the mezoinis is instead sin. She's supplying the masi yedeh. So then the chums, and then he has to go and give mezoinis instead of quid pro quo for the masi yedeh. Is the chmashma not like Rav? It's mashma masi yedeh ikker, and the mezoinis is secondary. Everything gemara eimay necharami, go and be mesaken the mishnah the brayser and write take the masi yedeh tachem mezoinis, not that the mezoinis tachem masi yedeh. Mezoinis was the ikker, and instead of the mezoinis, she supplies masi yedeh. Okay, fine. So we ask the kasha ateret. Now let's bring a raya to Rav Huna Omer Rav. Hamatish masi deisha. Oh, unto the mishnah says a person matches masi yedeh. Hari he oisvi oichelus. She doesn't turn over the masi adayim to the gizbar, not to her husband. She can continue eating it and fine and good and fine. My love, isn't the Mishnah talking about benizoinis? That he is supplying to her the mezoinis, and therefore she should be supplying the masi adayim. And what did she say? No. Eini nizoinis ve'eini oisa. Don't do me any favors. I don't want your mizoinis. I'm going to keep my masi adai. So now, if the husband, perhaps being somewhat furious, if he's now makdish your masi adai, it has absolutely no validity, no enforceability, because since she's entitled to say, Ein nizoinis ve'eini oisa, this is my masi adayim. This is not your masi adayim. You can be, exactly, you can be makdish for Hampus Morgan. Exactly, it's not yours, it's mine. If I want to be makdish, I'll makdish it if you. But it's only according to Rav, because if he'd held not like Rav, and if you hold that she cannot say, Ein nizoinis ve'eini oisa, so this is therefore an automatic right that he is entitled to, he should be able to be makdish. Her masi that. There's going to be another problem about being makdish dovish lebala oilam that we're going to address in another few lines. We're going to get to that. But in the meantime, all we're addressing now is what Rav said about Einin Zaynis Vaidi. Oisel choyav a star karay from our Mishnah by the fact that when he's makdish it, it's gunish. That's because she told him, don't give him a Zaynis, I'm holding to masi daim, it's not his masi daim. Everything more light. You have no raya. It could be talking about a mission, talking about she ain't a mezainis. He doesn't supply her with mezainis. And therefore, if he doesn't supply her with a mezainis, then she keeps her masi adayim. So it's not that she is defying him and saying, no. Ain't a mezainis, ain't a mezainis. Don't give him your mezainis, and I'm not giving him masi adayim. It's talking about a husband that's stingy or doesn't have or whatever, and he's not.
He's
over the tekano. Maybe he doesn't have any money, but he's not supplying the mezainis. And therefore, she's keeping the masi adayim. And that's why he cannot be makdish. So I have no raya to Rav Huna Amar Rav. Fretimara, if the Mishnah is talking about Ibish Ein Nizoinis, my remember, what's the Chiddush? Of course everybody agrees that she only has to turn over the Masi Daim if she's getting Mizoinis. If she is not getting Mizoinis, she can refuse and say, no, Tiki no Washi, no Mizoinis, no Masi Daim. So what's the Chiddush? And I'll tell you even more. Even though, of course, there's a machlokes, but even according to Mandi Yomar, who's somewhat, if you will, extreme, that says that a rav can go and tell his eved, you have to work 24 hours a day, but I'm not going to supply you with any food. What are you going to do? Food? You go and peddle, go to Bismedish, go and solicit, go and send out envelopes, go and make appeals. Even according to that Mandi Yomar, Hanimil the eved Kanani, like Sivei Imcha, doesn't use the expression Imcha. It says imach. So what does that imach tell you? That imach means that he has to go and share his food and his largesse to a certain extent with the Eved Ivri. So only when Eved Kanani can go and say, I'm not giving you food. But Eved Ivri, imach, loy, he has to give her food. He has to give him food. The koshke and ishtai. It's a chavada and avada. The wife, he has to go and give food. Aha. It's a bazoi, zakti yamari yet. Therefore, this svar that you just said, what's the Ein Nizoinis, is a bissel schwer to go and say that that's the ratio of the Mishnah. In other words, we said I have a raya from the ratio of the Mishnah like Rav, because it's talking about that he gives him like, no, raya to Rav, it's talking about he doesn't give him a Zionist. What do you mean he doesn't give him a Zionist? He has to give him a Zionist, that's a chiv, he has to, there's no question, even an Eved Ivri has to give. So that can't be the pshat. So Vaita, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Says Yimara Seifa Tzrichlei. The Seifa is the chiddush. What's the din by Moisar? That's why we brought the Mishnah. So the ratio of the Mishnah is Nishka Chiddush Bechlal. In other words, we have no Raya to Rav, because the Mishnah is talking about when he is not giving Mezoinis. Since he's not giving Mezoinis, the Masi Yadayim doesn't belong to him. And therefore, it's a Dova Poshit that he cannot be Makdishit. So if it's a Dova Poshit, why is the Mishnah bringing it? That's Taka Nishka Chiddush. The reason why we bring the Raya is like an introduction for the Sefer. We're talking about the Sefer, about the Moiser. What about the original Masi Yadayim? Original Masi Yadayim is X, but my Moiser, there's a Machlokes of Meir and Rabbi Yochanan ben Sabba. The bottom line is, for Moiser, we have no Raya from the Mishnah to Rav. Finished. But now Zotim Mara, not only don't we have a Raya to Rav, but is in fact a Machlokes with Rav's Halacha. Uplik Rishlokish, Rishlokish disagrees with Rav. The Omer Rishlokish, Loi Teima Taimid Rameyam Mishim de Kasovar, Odom Makdish Dovish Loi Bolo Oilam. back in the Sefer of the Mishnah, where it says by the Moiser that Reb Meir holds you can be Makdish the Moiser Masi Yadayim, and it becomes Hegdish. Don't tell me that that's the reason of Reb Meir, because a person can be Makdish or Yadayim. No, no, no. El Talmud Reb Meir Mishtoich Shiyochel LaKoifa LaMasi Yadayim, since he can force her to cough up the Masi Yadayim and give it to him. Nasa Ke'oimele Yikadshi Yadayich LiOiseyem. What is Rish Lakish saying? Rish Lakish is really saying two nekudais. Nekuda number one is he's telling us is, don't say that the reason why the mayor holds it becomes hegdish, because you need makdish shav shal b'aylam. No, it's not b'aylam yet, you can't be makdish it. So how is it effective to be makdish shav shal b'aylam? I'll tell you why. The reason is because he didn't really say the words, I'm makdish the masi yadayim, or the moise makdish the masi yadayim. What I'm being makdish is, yakadshi yadayich lo'iseyim. What your hands produce, that should become hegdish. And the hands of Ba'olam, talk of the salary and the payers of the Masi Yadayim are not here yet. But the Yadayim are here. And that you can be makdish. I makdish the Yadayim, her Yadayim. They are meshubit to me. There's a lien on those Yadayim to produce whatever salary and give it to me. That is Ba'olam. So that's why he holds his hegdish. But now let me ask you a question. Why does it belong to him? Didn't Rav say before that she can go and say, Ein in the Zaydis, Ein in the Oysa, and cut that umbilical cord and keep the Masi Yadayim for herself? So that's the Rish Lakish's second point, and that's what the Gemara is bringing. Rish Lakish disagrees with Rav, because Rish Lakish says, Tam d'remeim d'shiyachol l'koyf l'masi yadayim. He can go and say, no, you have to give me my Masi Yadayim. Rish Lakish is going to learn that other Mishnah when it says Tiknu Mazoinis Tachas Masi Yadayim Al Pi Pashtus. In other words, that the key, the real takana was that she has to give the Masi Yadayim to him. Masha Kana Isha Kana Bala. If she worked, if she made money, income, it goes to him. Quid pro quo, he has to go and supply her with Mazoinis. So therefore, according to Rish Lakish, the woman cannot say, it's not up to her, it's not for her benefit, it's for his benefit. Therefore, I see that there's a machloikin between Rav Huna and Rav and Reish Lakish. Freiti Gemara, yes. You're telling me that the pshat in the Mishnah, according to Reish Lakish, is that when he said, Moiser Masi Daim, Remeir Oima Hegdish, that it's because Yikachi Yadayich Lo Yisayim. He didn't use those words. I agree with you. When a person says, I'm makdish the Yadayim lo yiseyim, okay, the Yadayim is taka b'oilim. But he's talking about that he was makdish the Masi Yadayim or the Moiser Masi Yadayim. He wasn't makdish the Yadayim. Says, Remeir holds elsewhere that when a person says something, he didn't mean that it should go for batala. And therefore, if for some reason it doesn't work in the way he expressed it, nevertheless, it still has effect. And therefore, these up to Remeir, the marshal, a person who's marich pachas min ben chodesh. The Torah says that the minimum by erchin is a ben chodesh yomim. If a person says erech ploini alai, and that child is 30 days and older, then you have to look what it says in the Torah. One shekel, three shekelim, five shekelim, etc. Depends on the gender and the age. What happens if a person says erech ploini alai, and the ganza ploini is only 2 weeks old? This child's after the bris, erech ploini alai. According to the Torah, you don't have to give anything, gunish, because there is no erech. Says Remeir, ein odem moitzit vol vatola. This person knew or should have known that there is no such thing as an Erech less than Ben Chodesh. What he really meant was the Shem Domim, the value. Now it's true, the value of a baby of only 1 or 2 weeks old is not much, especially in the good old days, that many children unfortunately didn't live till their 30th day. That's why they're considered to be a potential Nafel until 30 days. But nevertheless, epis of value it has. $5, $10, $50, whatever it happens to me on the marketplace. And whatever it is, it is. And so therefore, Remeir says, even though he didn't use the correct legal expression of Dmei Ploini Alai, he said, Erech Ploini Alai, Ein Oda Moi Dvar Vatal. So now, in our Mishnah, even if the husband said Befeirish, I'm Makdish, the Moise Masi Yadayim, and he didn't go and say Yikachi Yadayich Lo Yiseyim, but since according to Remeir, Ein Ana Moise Dvar Vatala, Nasa Ki Oimala Yikachi Yadayich Lo Yiseyim, even if he didn't say it expressly, it becomes implicit, because otherwise his words are Levatala. We don't want his words to be Levatala. Therefore, we deem his expression as if he was Makadish, not the Masi Yadayim, but the Yadayim themselves. Yeah. We're going to talk about the Reish and Sefer Shot. Anyway, bottom line is that we see that this Taka Machloikim between Avunah Merav and Reish Lakish, whether a woman can say any Zainas v'eini Oisa, and this is based on what was the Ikka Takana, the Takana was for him, or whether it was for her. But since we spoke about Rameir, and you're saying, according to Reish Lakish, that the Tam of Rameir is not because he holds all the Makbish Davish Lablaylam, but it's because he catch you directly the same. The Sava Rameir ain't not a Makbish Lablaylam. You're telling me Rameir doesn't prescribe to being Makbish Lablaylam. But I'm going to the Braisa. Ha'oimele Isha, Hari at Mikudeshis Li Acha She Ezgaya. You have a goy going over to Jewish girl, saying that I'm going to have my Geiris on Monday morning, right after the Geiris, I want to be Mikudeshis to you. I don't want to make the ceremony then. I'm handing over the ring to you now, putting it on the finger, mitzvah edim at the Masad Kedushin, mit the Gamza Chasana, Hari at Mekudeshis Li. Not now, the Achashe Ezgaya. Or the Achashe Ezgaya, after you become Jewish. The Achashe Eshtacharer, after I become free, because until now he is an Eved, when I become free. L'achashe Eshtacharer, when you become free. L'achashe Yomaz Balech. Oh, this is a really wonderful case. A person goes over to a married woman, he puts a ring on, if and when your husband dies, I want him to be Kadeshis to you. Or Isha Tamas Achri Sech, or when your sister dies. In other words, he was married to the sister, a person can't be married to two sisters. So you can see how faithful he is to his own wife. He says, as soon as your sister dies, you're going to be married to me. Or L'achashe Askulit L'achashe L'mech, as soon as Yom gives you a chalitza. In all of these cases, obviously, it's a Dovah Shalom B'Loyim. What means Dovah Shalom B'Loyim? Meaning that it's impossible now to consummate this Eris or this Maisi Kedushin. I use the term consummate to make an effective Maisi Kedushin. Why? Because it's impossible. He's a guy, she's a guy, he's an Eved, she's an Eved, he's married, she's married, whatever happens to me. Zokti Mora Meir, I am Mekudeshes. So we see that a mayor holds that Adam Matish. Now, Vada doesn't mean Mekudeshes from now. About if he's still a goy, she's still a goy, etc. We mean that soon
is valid.
The condition is valid, and it will become effective after that precondition is met. How can you do that? He's not a parasha now. He's not even Jewish, or she's not Jewish, or whatever happens to be. So tomorrow is the charai that a mayor holds or the matish dovah shloim b'olam. So why did Reish Lakish say, don't say the reason our mission is because Adam actually b'olam? I see he does hold. I agree with you. Rameya Taka holds Adam Makdish Togash Lebalayim. Me'ahi, however, from our Mishnah in Mi'alek Lamashmina. You don't have a conclusive Raya from our Mishnah. It's Taka Mashma that way from our Mishnah. Since Rameya holds its English, it sounds like he Taka holds Adam Makdish Togash Lebalayim. But says Reish Lakish, but it's not a conclusive Raya because our Mishnah could be talking about either he said expressly or implicitly, Yikachi Yadayach Leisei. But for the other Mishnah, Yitaki, you have 100% Raya, or from the other Braisa, that's clear cut. Okay, now continuing on the Gemara, we said at the Sefer of the Mishnah, Moiser, Machloik is a mayor, and Rabbi Yochanan Hasanle. So tomorrow, it says in the Mishnah, according to Meir, that it becomes Taki Hekdish. If he's Makdish, the Moiser becomes Hekdish. Frank Timur, Amos Kaddish, when does it become Kaddish? Ravish Modi Amchabayu, Moiser li Acher Misa Kaddish. It doesn't become immediately Kaddish. It only becomes Kaddish la Acher Misa when she dies. In other words, the husband and wife are living together. She is producing more than a regular Masi Daim. She's producing Moiser. He went and he was Makdish that Moiser. That Moiser becomes Hekdish, but not yet. The Hegdish will be Chal Li'achar Misa, and after that time, if the Moiser is still around, it will be totally Kaddish.
How could that be?
Because he inherited
it. Once it's a Sheva Pruta, it has Chashivas, it should be Hegdish.
You're asking why doesn't it happen immediately?
Right.
So, Ravada Bar Hava Omar, Moiser Mechaim Kaddish. Right now it becomes Kaddish, like Barry is saying. So now we have to understand what's this for us. It's Heavy Bar Papa. So, Papa now is analyzing what's going on. Bimai! If you're telling me that he is doing everything that he's supposed to do, he's giving his normal shir mezainis, and like we said in the Mishnah, that tachas the moiser, he's giving her an additional more kesef l'tzrochea for extra needs that she has. So he's doing everything that he's supposed to. My time at the Mandiyom of the Acher Misa Kodesh. Why does Remeir, or not Remeir, why does Rav and Shmuel say that it only becomes Kodesh L'Acher Misa if he's doing what he's supposed to, then that Mo'ah belongs to him, especially since Remeir holds either the Makdish Shavu Shalom even before she did it, or Yikachi Yidayach L'Aseim, but the Maisa Kodesh Remeir should be Kodesh immediately. He's entitled to that Moisa. So what's the problem? Elam, are you going to go tell me Elikisha Ein Malam Mezoynis Vloy Malam Mo Kesel Tzrocheh? He's a stingy husband. He's not doing anything. He's not giving her the mezonis. He's not giving the more kesef. In my time of the man yom mechayim kaddish. So why should he become kaddish? It's not his. If he's not keeping his part of the bargain, that she can keep the moitzim for herself, then why do we say that the hegdish is chal immediately? It shouldn't be chal ever. It's not his. What's going on? Everything more lo oilim b'masa lo mezonis ve'in amal lo more kesef. He's giving the mezonis part. That he's doing what he's supposed to do. But he's not giving him the more kesef part. Litzrochel. Ah, so what's the nafkim in it now? Rav Shmuel Savri. Toknu mezonis tachas masi yadeho. U'mor kesef tachas moise. Ah, so this is the way we explained it in the Mishnah. And that's the poshet. That the mezonis is tachas masi yadeim. Those are the quid pro quo. The more kesef is tachas moise. The kimen dole koyohiv lo. More kesef. Since he didn't give her the more kesef, moiser dido have. Therefore, the moiser belongs to her. Since the moiser belongs to her, you cannot go and be makdish it now because it doesn't belong to him now. When will it belong to him? After she passes away, and there's moiser left that she put in the bank account or whatever. Then he will yarshin her, and then it will become kaddish. But it's not going to become kaddish now because he's not entitled to it now. What about the barhavas sober? Take the mezonis tachas moiser. Something brand new which we've never had before. We always thought mezoinis and masi yedeh go together, and therefore by default the moiser and the more kesef. No. Mezoinis goes tachas moiser, and the more kesef goes tachas masi yedeh. So what difference will that make? The kim de koyohav lo mezoini, since he's supplying her with mezoinis, moiser didei have. He's entitled to the moiser, and he's entitled to the moiser now. And that's why, says Rameir in the Mishnah, it's hegdish now. According to Vada Barahava, you don't have to wait lachar meid esrim. Right now becomes kodesh because he's entitled to it, and it's his. And Rameir holds either makdish loyloylam, or he holds yikach yedayach loyseyim, and therefore it's already kodesh now. Faiti mori yet the my kamiflegi. That's what I'm talking about. Kim de koyov the mazayni moise de dal. My kamiflegi. What's the machloikis? Why do Rav and Shmuel say it's mazoynis tachas masi yedea more kesef tachas moise? Why do Vada Barahava switch it around? Mazoynis tachas moise and more kesef tachas masi yedea. Meaning that people have to eat mezoinis every single day. Mezoinis, of course, means food. Everybody has to eat. That's shchiach. Masi dam that she should make up to the 5 shkolim. It's all to shchiach. If she makes a full 5 shkolim, 3 shkolim, 4 shkolim, whatever. That's all shchiach. That's very frequent. And therefore, that's why the chacham mesaken one keneged the other. Masha ein kein, the inyan of moiser, of having more than the 5 shkolim. If you're not so tichtig and you're not so brilliant, you're not a rocket scientist, maybe there was no moiser attack, it was only 5 shkolim, so it's not so shchiach. Same thing is, the woman doesn't need every single day more than 5 shkolim. She only needs more than the mezoinis. That's what she needs in regular. From time to time, she needs a moiser, but she needs a more kesef. But under normal circumstances, she doesn't need it. So therefore, mid shchiach. Or mar sabar mid the kitz, mid the kitz. I know it says kaitz, it's a mistake. Mid the kitz, mid the kitz. That you go and do something which is a set amount. Can I get something which is a set amount? What's the set amount? A more kesef that he has to go and give her for her tzrocheha. That's a set amount, more kesef. The masi yadayim that she has to hand over to him is up to chomesh slayim. So therefore, this is a set amount of chomesh slayim. This is more kesef, one against the other. Masha enkin, the gabi, the din of the mezoinis, and the gabi, the din of the moise masi yadayim. That's already not a fixed amount, and therefore, that's what.
Fixed amount?
Sorry?
Mezoinis not regular?
No, because she may have a bigger appetite, maybe she has a lesser appetite. Maybe one day she's in a good mood, she wants to eat more, maybe one day she eats less. Maybe the prices go up, maybe the prices go down. But the amount of the salary that always is fixed, that up to 4 or 5 shkolim belongs to him. So therefore, that's a fixed amount. Well, mezoinis can vacillate and fluctuate up and down. Stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Have a wonderful day, and Zagizim.